Vaishnava culture promotes non-violence to animals but kills plants as a means to eat food. Is that not sinful too? First of all, how does one know or discriminate between what is sinful and not? Definitely not public opinion, otherwise there will be as many views as the number of human beings in this world. It is interesting to note that generally people's opinions are formed based on in which family, country, caste they are born, the surrounding environment and association in which they are raised, and the tradition of the family lineage that they follow. That is why people from different parts of the world form different beliefs and views about a particular thing, and many views contradict each other. Plus, even if people follow their own way, still they may suffer or get the reaction for their beliefs and activities, even though apparently it might be a good deed. Why? Although they may believe something is good, but because they cannot control the reaction impacting those activities, they have to suffer if those activities are against the laws of nature that are laid down by God. Only God can control everyone and all situations. Hence, as I explained in my earlier podcast, one should always understand that what is dharma and adharma through the eyes of scripture, which is the word of God. Having said this, let's try to understand what does the Bhagavad Gita say about eating plants. A very important point in this connection is that yes, if plants and trees are harmed or killed for sense gratification, then it incurs sin and it is not recommended. But if it is offered to the Lord with loving devotion and then partaken, then one becomes free of sin. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that one who eats food in the mode of goodness without offering him, verily eats only sin. Krishna also states that if one offers him leaf, flower, fruit, grains, vegetables, water, etc. with love, then he accepts it. But he does not accept food offered to him in the mode of passion and ignorance. Out of compassion for the animals, and also because foods made from animal flesh are in the mode of ignorance, he does not demand to offer him meat, fish, eggs or other animal flesh. He recommends everyone to eat food only which is offered to him, otherwise it incurs sin, even though it might be in the mode of goodness. Also, the food in the mode of goodness or a lifestyle in the mode of goodness leads one to the path of liberation, whereas food in the modes of passion and ignorance degrade one to lower species of life. Now a question can be asked, does God not show compassion for the plants and trees when he can show for the animals? And the answer is that we need to really understand God's true nature, because God is always compassionate to every living being. Although the quality of compassion is inherent in God, but his compassion is always justified, whether it involves killing or harming the jiva or bestow happiness on the jiva. It is easier to understand compassion on the basis of bestowing happiness, good health and long life to someone, because we are accustomed to relate compassion with the body of the jiva. However, God's compassion benefits not only the body, but most importantly the soul. By killing or harming the body of a jiva, the Lord rids the jiva from huge amount of karma and promotes the jiva quickly to a human form, or can even liberate it. Otherwise, the jiva would have to take many births and have to suffer in every birth to nullify its sinful reaction. In this way, the Lord sanctions only the consumption of plants which are offered to him, and in this way, the jiva which is inside the plant very quickly promotes to human form of life or attains liberation. This is how the Lord bestows his compassion on the plants and the trees. After all, in order to survive, one must eat something. So according to the law of karma arranged by God, those human beings who in the past lives were mostly living their life in the mode of ignorance take birth in the species of plants and trees in the next life. Because plants and trees are in the mode of ignorance, and as such they are destined to be killed or harmed in the form of plants in the current lifetime. That is why the Lord has provided the human beings teeth and digestive system which is most suitable for the consumption of vegetables, grains, fruits, instead of providing a digestive system of an animal. And that is why the plants are less developed in consciousness, as well as there is also awareness of minimal pain compared to animals and human beings. Instinctively, we know and make out the difference between harvesting plants and killing animals. Just compare the natural invigorating sin of harvesting a wheat field or vegetable garden to the screams of horror, the morbid stench and the pulling blood at a slaughterhouse. Still, it's true that killing plants is also an act of violence unless it is offered to the Lord. Someone might still question that why can't God show the same compassion to the animals and doesn't allow them to be eaten by humans too. But my question to them is, the same question can be asked for humans too. Why can't we eat humans too? Right? So the Lord's arrangement is perfect and cannot be questioned, and that is the reason animals are more developed in their consciousness than plants and trees. Another striking consideration is that most children naturally love animals. When I was small, I knew a friend of mine who loved his dog very much, but when his dog died, he cried for many days. So I wonder what would happen if we showed our children the horrors of the slaughterhouse. I also wonder whether afterward many of them would still choose to eat meat. We program our children to eat meat as if it grows on supermarket shelves. By the time they are old enough to make the connection between live animals and what's on their plates, they are so culturally habituated to their diet that they rarely question its acceptability. Most people are good at heart, but from birth they are inundated by advertisements to think of animals as food. They never learn to consider the suffering of those animals. Thank you.